Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagy, Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for the personal journey that you are on. And today I want to talk about something really important in your self-awareness and in your awareness of others, and also actually a pretty critical skill when it comes to doing business and your work life, in your personal relationships with your kids and with everybody else. And that is how to recognize when other people are lying to themselves, are fooling themselves, and how to recognize when you are doing it too. As we say, you are the easiest person to fool, and we fool ourselves all the time. So I want to talk about what that means and how to recognize it. We'll talk first about how to recognize that in other people and the best way to react to that, and then how to recognize it when you are lying to yourself and how to react to that. So let's start with other people, because that's always easier to start with other people than to look in the mirror. So let's start with other people. And as I am talking about what this looks like, see if you can recognize this in other people in your life. So we fool ourselves all the time. Why do we do that? Sometimes we take on something we really don't believe or we really don't think is true, but we want to fool ourselves into believing it because society says that's the right thing to believe. So there can be societal pressure, peer pressure, or simply your own belief set about what is okay to think. And this gets on the edge of shadow work. Remember, your shadow is where you put all your actual beliefs that are not socially acceptable. And you put it in the closet in the dark, and it becomes this monster in there. We call it the shadow. So I don't want to get too far into shadow work today. I just want to stay on the surface and talk about how to recognize when people are fooling themselves and when you're fooling yourself, which is sort of the beginning of how things end up in this shadow. So here is the key that I want you to look for. Do you know someone who currently is trying to get you to agree with them on something? And there's two pieces to this. They're trying to get you to agree. They're trying to say, hey, this is a fact. This is true. This is what's up. And this is important. If you do not believe it, they get upset. That's how you identify it. So they're trying to convince you of something. Doesn't matter what. And if you do not believe it, they get upset. And I don't mean a little bit. It's an existential crisis if you don't believe it. Then they are fooling themselves. The reason they don't get up, that they get upset, the reason they get upset when you don't believe it with them, when you don't agree with them, is because they do not actually believe it themselves. If they were secure in their belief, they would not need you to believe it too. They wouldn't care if you believed it. Now, they might try to tell you, hey, this thing is true. But if you didn't believe it, they'd be like, hey, you do you, whatever. And so how secure that person is in what they believe will be contained entirely in their reaction to you not believing it, to you not going along with it, to you not buying into it. So let me give you an example. I used to know someone who was big on this belief that everybody should work in the defense technology industry. It's really the only viable industry. Everybody should work in defense technology. There really is no other viable career path at all. Everything else is stupid. And that was their belief. And they wanted to put this on me, hard and fast, right? You need to work in defense technology. This is what you need to do. It's the only viable career path. Now, if they were truly confident in that concept, in that belief, then when I pushed back on it in the beginning and said, no, I think I want to be a professor first, they wouldn't have had a problem with that. They would have been like, you do you, whatever. Now, one red flag is that the belief was so extreme. right? Obviously, there are other career paths that are useful and worthy and actually a huge help to society. And frankly, it's questionable whether defense technology is useful or detrimental, but topic for another time. You see this a lot in political beliefs, right? Very often, people are trying to convince each other, husbands and wives, friends, neighbors, obviously politicians trying to convince you to certain set of beliefs for their political game. And it's not the fact that people want to convince you to a certain belief. That's a pink flag. But the red flag is when they get upset when you don't go along with it, right? So if I tried to convince you to a certain belief about gun control, about immigration, or about, is the earth flat or round? And I try to convince you to a certain belief, it could be just that I saw some information and I'm like, oh man, I saw this information, check this out. I wonder about this belief. And when it's presented like that, it's just a curiosity, right? I don't know what to believe. And I saw this information, I saw that information, isn't this wild? But when they come at you with like, no, the earth is round. No, the earth is flat, right? The sky is green. And you're like, no, I don't know about that. I just gonna agree to disagree on this one. And they go, well, screw you, man. You know, and they get really upset. That upset is your signal that they don't really believe it. They don't really believe it themselves. They are fooling themselves. They are lying to themselves. They are, and sometimes this happens in stage five where you are taken over by your ideology. And you're just trying on a bunch of different beliefs to see how it feels. You try it on, you try to convince someone else. When you get so frustrated because nobody else is buying into it, then you try on a different one, you try to convince everybody else. And it's this process of continually fooling yourself into these various ideological beliefs until you find a set that you can actually feel foundationally grounded in. And then you don't need to convince anybody else. And not only will you stop being upset when they don't agree with you, you will actually not even bother trying to convince anybody else at all. That's how secure you are in your own belief. You just won't even. Now, I want you to look at this in yourself now. Where do you find yourself trying to convince someone else that something is true? It could be a political belief, a religious belief, a social or moral belief. And when they don't agree with you, you get upset. You want to cancel them. You want to blacklist them. You want to cut them off. You don't want to be around them because they don't agree with you. If you find yourself doing this, I love you, but you are fooling yourself. You do not actually believe that thing that you claim to believe. Deep down in the subconscious, you do not believe it. And you require other people's buy-in to make you feel better about that. When we try to convince other people of something and they don't agree with us, and they didn't accept this belief, and we get upset and we want to get rid of them. We don't want to see them. We don't want to talk to them. I get upset with you. I don't want anything to do with you. It's because I fear deep down that I am wrong. Because the subconscious knows it's not actually true. You don't actually believe that. And not only do you not actually believe that, but the fundamental belief itself may be fundamentally wrong. And you fear that it could be wrong. And because you fear you could be wrong, you have to have everybody else agree with you and keep yourself in this little bubble where everybody agrees with you. If you actually felt secure in that belief or in that choice you made, You would not need other people to agree with you. And that's how you tell if you're lying to yourself. Is there any subject in your life, and I just want to focus on you, is there any subject in your life where other people don't agree with you, or even one other person doesn't? You might have 10 people that do agree with you. You might have 2 people that do not agree with you. But the fact that they don't agree with you on the choice you made or the thing you believe makes you really upset. It really, really super upset that they don't believe that or they don't agree with your choice. If you're feeling that, it's because deep down you don't fully agree with it either. You don't actually feel that confident in it. So what do we do about it? Here's how I want you to react to this situation. If you find that other people are getting upset with you because you don't agree with them with a choice they made or belief they have, just let it go. You know how you would treat like a 3-year-old and you'd be like, hey, that's great, right? If they're in that place, if they're in stage 5 and they're feeling very insecure in their beliefs and their choices, we all go through this. So have some compassion for them for being in that place, because you either were there once or you're going to be there in the future. It's okay for them to feel insecure in their choices. Do not point it out. Do not be like, oh, I see you're feeling really insecure in your choice. Ooh, don't do that, because it's only going to get you more backlash and it's only going to be uglier. So what I want you to do is treat them like either like a 3-year-old or like your grandma, and just be like, hey, that's great. Cool. Wow. Oh, I didn't know that. Don't push back on their beliefs, because in this moment they cannot handle it. And if you directly push back on those beliefs or those choices, you're going to get that lashing out that you've been getting. So don't do it. So when they come to you and they say, the sky is purple, you go, holy cow, really? I had no idea. And you just let it be. Just let it be. Because I want you to be secure enough in your own beliefs and your own choices that you don't need their buy-in either. That's how you know. Now, what happens when you do it? When you find yourself upset with someone because they did not agree with a choice you made, or they do not agree with a belief that you have, that's the red flag that you actually don't really believe it either, and that subconsciously you fear you may have made the wrong choice or you have the wrong belief. So if you find yourself feeling upset at someone for not agreeing with your choice or your belief, I want you to stop. Just stop. Don't lash out at them. Breathe. Get out your journal and write that choice or that belief down. I chose this. I believe this. Something in you does not believe it or fears that it was wrong. And I want you to just explore that privately. Just explore that in your own mind. Do I fear that I made the wrong choice? Do I fear that I believe something that may not actually be true? It's okay to make choices that we regret, and it's okay to acknowledge that regret, because the sooner you can recognize that you've made a choice that may not have been right for you, the sooner you can fix that. If you acknowledge that you have a belief that you don't feel 100% in, that's okay. It's okay to allow it to be not 100% or not confident. You have to be 100% confident in everything you believe. But at least recognize, you know, I'm only about 40% confident in this belief. But that's going to do for now, and then we'll see where that goes. Be open to exploring other beliefs and other choices, knowing we are all human and we all make mistakes. We make a constant constant set of mistakes. Now, we tend to make fewer mistakes as we get older, which, thank God, but it doesn't mean we're not vulnerable to that. And the ability to stop and go, hold up, this was not a good choice for me, or I don't actually resonate with this belief, even if everybody else does, right? So this is not about letting other people's opinions drive you to conform with them. In fact, quite the opposite, because you may be the only one who believes what you believe, but if you believe it truly, you will not get upset with other people when they do not believe it, right? If that choice is really right for you, you wouldn't care what anybody else thought. If that belief was truly what you believe, you would not care what anybody else thought. So look for that ugly reaction. Look for that upsettedness, because anger is what fear looks like in public, and it's a fear that we do not actually believe, or we actually made a wrong choice, either in choosing the belief or taking a certain action. So that is how you recognize it. I hope this is helpful. Look for where this is tough. This is a really, really tough look in the mirror and at other people, but have compassion for others and yourself. Look for those flags and don't let anything get you upset. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you on